This week's Cotton Newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Michael Williams, retired entomologist from Mississippi State. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
Overall losses were, I think, second lowest ever. I think 2009 was maybe lower, but 11 is just above that at 3.01%. Some of those numbers probably will change when my cooperators come in and make some changes, but that's probably pretty close to what we're going to end up with. As you go through Lycus number one, about a third of the losses are attributed to Lycus. California had fairly high losses to Lycus hesperus, I think 3.8%, and then we had the Mid-South states then also had losses to Lycus. The rest of the country probably mediocre, almost none. It's a regionalized pest, and that's kind of the way things have been going for the last 5 or 10 years.
Cut two, coming in three, two, one.
And thrips were number two this year. Though not very high in losses, they still rank above all the rest of them. They're on about 85% of the crop. No other pest even comes close to being on that many acres. In a lot of years, they're 95 to 98% of the crop.
Cut three, coming in three, two, one.
After stink bugs, then number four, and this was a real surprise, we end up with the heliothines, the bollworm-budworm complex. Bollworm-budworms are, I think, falling because of the technology. We had 8.9 million acres of BT this year. The losses caused by worms this year are almost negligible.
Cut four, coming in three, two, one.
Spider mites were next in losses. You only see them in a few states. There are states that have none of those things. And it's really kind of interesting to see what happens. Normally, when you have hot, dry, then you have high mites. If you have wet, humid, then the mites are down in those areas. So sometimes the weather really has a drastic effect on those things.
Cut five. Coming in three, two, one.
Texas had cartumal thrips this year out in West Texas area that really just devastated the crop. The myriads in South Texas also caused damage. The Arizona folks reported a pale-sided flea beetle. And there's another critter, the Bogardia bug. All of these are somewhat new to us in thinking about pests, and they cause damage in crop in recent years and are causing some of them multiple years we've had them reported. So somewhere along the line, we may even end up adding them to our rating list. But right now, we're still keeping them in others. The cotton flea hopper is another one of those sectional pests. Usually you see it in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Clotted plant bug is a Mid-South pest. Usually it's reported in Tennessee, Mississippi. Arkansas will have them occasionally. So all in all, we're doing a pretty good job of managing critters in our cotton crop.